course, with the higher seed. They are the home team tonight. They are dressed in their home whites with the blue letters, numerals, and trim. And Lourdes Academy, they are in black with a little bit of red stripes and red around their white numerals. So the Assumption Royals, we're going from left to right, or as we like to say, towards FM 105.5 on your radio dial here in half number one.
This is going to be a good one, Andy. You know, it's going to be, can the Royals disrupt the perimeter shooting of the Knights and have the Knights, are they ready for this defensive pressure that the Royals are going to bring? That's really what this game's going to come down to, my humble opinion.
Charlie Mullen will tee it up here for the Knights. She'll go against Anna Schooley. Royals have all four of their players on the defensive side, and it's one of the things I talked to Coach Klein about a little bit in off-air, too, is the fact that they do shoot a lot of threes, and that tend to get a lot of long rebounds. Glad you're along tonight here on FM 105.5 as we are set for sectional semifinal action. The ball is in the air, and the tip is controlled by Anna Schooley. Back in the hands of Addie Vollert, right side Sarah Shaw gets it down to Anna Schooley. She spins it in the paint, goes out. Jay Glinski, three bomb on the way.
Yeah!
That's the way. We like it. And here comes the pressure from the Royals. Let's see how the Knights are able to handle it. They spread it out. They go 2-3, all of them in the backcourt. They lob it over the top, just get it over the head of Addie Vollert, and they'll set up their offense for the first time tonight, going against the man-to-man of the Assumption Royals. Ball in the hands of Redinger. It goes over to Bauer. Lob it underneath. Good pass. Good finish that time by Ella Slusarski. The senior gets her first two, and it's 3-2, and they will come with a little 1-3-1 zone pressure, as we kind of anticipated from what we saw on tape of this team. A three by Sarah Shaw! Back-to-back bombs for the Royals, and that's a great way to start your basketball game. We played 1 minute. Royals on top 6-2. There's that long cross-court pass again over to Shettle. She'll take it between the circles. Leave it for Bauer. Bauer is now between the circles with the dribble as well. Back over to Shettle. Back to Bauer as they play catch on top. Driving, and she has the ball knocked out of bounds. They got a closed fist. That means it's going to be a foul.
Yep.
On a reach-in on one of the Royals. Let's find out who. He's not sure right now. Yep, Sarah Shaw is the one who they whistle for the personal. That's the first one, and a couple of free throws up and coming from the free throw shooting I saw from Haley. She's pretty good. And I jinxed her.
You can do it again, Randy. I won't complain.
You're a Royal fan. You're happy with it, right?
Yep. I'm impartial, but.
Second one on the way, and this one wide right. Boy, that's pretty unusual. You can just hear the groans from the fans from the Golden Knights, as they just don't see that happen very often.
Not at all.
Schooley, left side, Jay Glinski. She'll bounce it a few times on the wing. They'll extend that pressure. Back over to Jay Glinski underneath the Schooley. Anna gets double teamed, gets hit on the arm, we play on. Ball goes to Jay Glinski. Around over to Shaw, to Addie Vollert. She gets the ball knocked away. And Coach Klein is not happy that twice his girl got hit on the arm, and he's letting the referee understand he doesn't want that to happen.
Right.
Especially with a little touch foul on the other end. So here come the Knights into the forecourt. Take it on the baseline right over by the Assumption band. Try to turn the edges. Bauer, it's tipped in turnover number one now. And quickly up ahead to Jay Glinski. She'll spot up another three ball. No, short. And the long rebound comes down to the hands of Redinger.
That was close.
It was just a little wide left and a skosh short. 6-2 Royals, 15:45 to go here in the first half. Haley Bauer goes on the baseline. She's cut off down there. Nice give to, once again, to Slusarski, and she has all 4 points now for the Knights. This almost feels like a state atmosphere, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Three on the way once again. This one's a little bit long this time for Jay Glinski, and the rebound secured by Bauer. She's going to race it up the right side. She goes all the way to the right elbow. Goes into the corner. Redinger puts up the three. That doesn't fall. Schooley with the rebound for the Royals. Sarah Shaw's going to push it the other way. Goes right side to Schooley. Put up the runner off the glass and good. I watched Anna in warm-ups, and she was using that glass very effectively, and she did so there. 15 minutes to go here in this first half of play. As the Royals lead it now 8-4. More pressure in the backcourt. See if that wears on the Knights eventually. Slusarski has it on the right wing. Back over to Bauer. She and Slusarski play catch. Sluzarski with the pink shoes. Got to like it. Bauer turns the edge. Left hand overlays it. Sluzarski battles for the rebound. Pulled away by Vollert. Out on the break is Schooley. Lay it up and overlaid it.
She was wide
open. Didn't get it, but
got it.
Got her own rebound. In the corner, Sarah Shaw. Bounce it back over to Schooley. Triple teamed on the right elbow. Claire Nelson for three.
Yeah. Clarence!
Three threes for the Royals, and it's 11-4 Assumption. 14-18 to go, half one. Sluzarski in the backcourt. They go middle. They go back to the side. Here comes down the lane, Riedinger, and the foul. We're going to go against Anna Schooley. And Coach Klein, not pleased with that call either. It's going to go on Anna, the first on her, second on the team.
That's really the question, if the Royals can play their kind of defense. And so far, they are, but it's whenever there's an opportunity in the paint, they're getting whistled for it.
First free throw short, 0-for-3 from the charity line.
But a lot of these calls that'll come out in the wash, that's early game jitters.
Second free throw in the air, and this one is good. So 1-for-4 from the charity stripe, 11-5 Assumption. So we are just about at the 14-minute mark of this first half of play. Schooley gets pushed in the back in the wing, but not hard enough to get a foul call. Now she'll stop and pop from 15, comes up short, box out, and that ball went off the hands of the Knights, and it'll be Royal basketball on the left side of the hoop as the players, and we see it here. We're only about four rows behind the scorer's table. We've got a
beautiful
great
seat, man.
Yep, got a nice setup for us here tonight. Very thankful to the good folks over here at Oshkosh West. Inbounds goes to Claire Nelson from Jordan Jaglinski. She'll hand it off to Vollert. Runner with the left hand. Replay on, and there Coach Klein is saying, let's call them on both ends if we're going to call it when they go into the paint.
Yeah.
Here's the breaking of the pressure with 2-2-1. Ball tipped by Schooley. Goes out of bounds. And it'll stay Knights end.
Very, very. Both teams are still trying to get into that flow of the game.
Yeah. Coach looking over at the official on the other side of the court and saying, and he agreed. He put his thumb up and he said, okay, gotcha. Bauer with the basketball. She is almost at the midcourt stripe. Sluzarski pops out. They go into the hands of Shettle. Back over to Bauer. Dribble it with the right hand. Spin it. She's about 6 feet beyond the arc. Get it down inside. Turn around. Finish for Riedinger. She has 3 points, 11-7 Royals, 13:09 to go. Claire Nelson had the ball stripped away, turnover number one on Assumption, and then taking it right back is Anna Schooley. Over to Claire, over to Jaglinski, thought about the three, thought better of it, gets it instead to the hands of Vollert. Now they had a chance to get it over to Jaglinski, but she got grabbed on the arm, so we'll have a foul, and that's going to be called on Delaney Riediger, her first, team's first.
With this just being 5 minutes into the game, only seen 1 3-point attempt so far by Lourdes when they've made 220 on the year. So you just wonder if this is kind of like a Rocky situation where he's southpaw, well, teach him how to fight right and then switch at the right, left, you know, go to the left at the right second.
Ari Cavanaugh, Lydia Smith's into the ball game for Assumption. And Schooley driving on the baseline, get it underneath, and now they're going to call a foul. That's the official that Coach talked to, and he said, we'll get you next time, and he did.
So Addy will, on reading her.
Addy will go to the free throw line. And it'll be two free throws up and coming. Riedinger is going to have to check out, replaced by Regan Proud. Proud is a 5'8 senior. She can't come in yet till the second free throw. Sarah Shaw will come back in as well. Proud started a little bit this year as well, so she's got PT.
Yep.
Ballard's free throw is in the air and a little bit hard. Keep it at 11-7, so Shaw and Proud in for each team, respectively. Jaglinski takes a seat, as does Riediger. Second free throw on the way. This one's good. She splashed it home that time. Royals by 5. So far, the Knights doing a good job of handling the Royals pressure, and we talked about that on the trip over, Michael. Just you watch a lot of film and you learn how to adjust.
Right, and so far so good, but we'll just see if Royals go on a big run, how well they hold that pressure, because I don't think Lourdes has been on the bad end of a score for too much or too long this season.
And probably not seen this kind of defensive pressure.
No, I don't think they have.
Bauer with it on the left wing. Back on top to Shuttle. Bauer and Shuttle play catch. Top to left. Top to left. Bauer now step back three. That's going to be halfway down. Comes out inside on the rebound. Overlay it. Battling for it down there. And the Royals are on the line out of bounds. And it'll be the Knights basketball.
Yep. Again, Coach Klein always says it. Layups are hard. He missed that twice. But good luck. Good for the Royals on that little transfer place.
Charlie Mullen goes 5'10", so she's got a couple of inches on Schooley. And she battled hard on the inside that time.
Definitely.
Normally Anna, though, holds her own, doesn't she?
Usually does.
So the skip pass onto the left baseline. Runner off the backboard. Okay. No. Ball's tipped, and can Shaw run it down? Look out. She gets knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say Assumption basketball.
Oh, that's close, man. That's close.
You know why they did that? Because it should have been a foul. They said instead of calling a foul, we'll give it to him out of bounds. And
I do agree. That should have been a foul on that.
Yep. But you want the players to play, and you don't want them sitting on the bench the whole game.
Yeah, I'll go with letting them play and play a physical game than calling fouls every 2 seconds.
Yep. Ali Huizinga, 5'7 junior, will come in and replace Aubrey Shettle. Royals now have Shaw, Kavanaugh, Jade Linsky, Nelson, and Smits on the court. With 11:35 to go, and leading it by five are the Royals. Nelson goes on top to Smits. Lydia being hounded by Proud out there. Nelson, as they went to a man-to-man now on this trip. I saw him play almost exclusively zone in the little bit of video I saw, so a little bit of a wrinkle here for Lords. And the crowd appreciating the defense. Oh, that's got to
be a foul. That's got to be a foul.
Crowd just way too much. Both arms extended that time, and the official just had to call it. Her first. Third on the team. Schooley and Vollert back in for Kavanaugh and Smits. Royals will inbound it in front of the Lord student body.
Loud student section. Very loud.
It's almost even red and blue here tonight, isn't it?
It is.
And Royals travel so well, and they did so again tonight. Jake Linsky, long three, just wide to the right. Rebound, Nelson with it short. And the ball saved underneath by Bauer and then taken away by Vollert. She has it blocked by Bauer. And for Haley, it's going to be her first personal. And two free throws up and coming again for Addie.
Yeah, that was close. I mean, I could see it both ways on that.
A couple of subs will come in after the first free throw shot here. In the air and off the bracket again. Shuttle and Riedinger back in for Lourdes. They sometimes go as far as nine deep, but maybe when you get to the sectional semis, they'll play more like 7-8.
Yeah, keep your top players out for a little more.
Dollar second free throw. Gives it a spin. And it's halfway down. It came out. Proud with the rebound for Lourdes Academy. Shuttle will take it against Sarah Shaw. Sarah just takes it right out of her hands. Sarah's going the other way. Sarah's going to lay it up with her left hand. It is.
Yeah.
Just those quick hands that we've talked about. And Coach Starr wants a TO. They want a full. We do too, Don. Back with more from Oshkosh right after this.
And now, the continuing adventures of Captain Collision. Aha, the phone. Hello, Mickey's Collision Center.
Hello, Captain Collision. I'm in real trouble, and I hope you can save me.
Well, at Mickey Collision Center, we're in the business of saving people. I'm on the way.
I'm so glad you're here.
Wow, your car has quite a bit of damage.
I know, and here's an even bigger problem. Everyone is saying it may take months to get it fixed. I can't wait for months. I just don't know what to do.
Do you think you and your big, strong, super talented team can get my car fixed any faster? Pretty please, Captain Collision?
Oh, well, never fear. The Mankey team can help. We'll give you a free estimate, free pickup and delivery, and a lifetime warranty on repair work. At Mankey Collision Center, we have experts that will get your vehicle fixed with skills that are both efficient and expedient.
Thanks, Captain.
Mankey's Collision Center, 25th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, where we meet the nicest people by accident. Call 424-1982. 424-1982.
10 minutes and 43 seconds to go here in half number one. Royals at the present time are doubling up Lourdes, 14-7. It'll be Lourdes basketball. They go with 2-1-2 to break this press, and so far it's been pretty effective as they try to get it ahead.
Tip pass.
And it's Schooley knocking it out of bounds. It'll be Lourdes basketball as they will be on the left side of the hoop as we see it.
That's one thing Coach Coach Nelson talked about, is the ability to tip passes, because Lourdes does take some long passes from time to time.
Inbounds goes to Shettle. She's double teamed. Ball's loose on the floor. Down there's Addie Vollert fighting for it. Jump ball.
Yep.
Should be Lourdes basketball. Give him a turnover for the arrow going the other way.
Yep.
Four on Lourdes now.
Two on Assumption by my count.
And again, Haley Bauer will trigger the inbound. Looking underneath, nothing, so she has to go way out on top to Shettle. Royals play good defense under the basket. Sarah out there hounding Shettle. We'll leave it now in the hands of Slezarski. And
pass.
The ball goes out of bounds. Nice play by Sarah Shaw. She bodied off Bauer that time, so she couldn't get to the basketball. Went out of bounds between the scorer's table and the Assumption bench. And the Royals have it with 10-12 to go, leading it 14-7. Popping out high is Anna Schooley. She's beyond the arc. Dribbles it with the left hand just once. Goes back over to Bollard. Addie dribbles it behind the arc to the right side. Pounds the pavement a few times. Sarah Shaw has it. She's picked up by Riediger. Sarah thought about the three for a moment. Thought better of it. Goes on the baseline instead to the hands of Addie Bollard. And now getting a screen on top. Almost lost the ball. Schooley has it on the right wing on the pass from Addie. So far impressed with the defensive pressure that Lourdes is putting up.
Schooley. I agree.
Turn around, doesn't go, and the rebound is grabbed by Bauer. She had a pretty good look, but wasn't quite able to get it to go. And here come the Knights into the forecourt, right in front of the Royals fan base. Bauer, step back, three ball on the way. That's
Boom.
Good. You knew it was going, didn't you?
Yep.
She's too good of a player not to be knocking a few of those down, and it's 14-10. The Royals leading it with 9-10 to go in the first half. Shaw in the handoff over to Vollert. Addie backdoor lob to Shaw. She catches, underlays it. Rebound over to Schooley, back out to Shaw. Jab step, double teamed on the baseline. Gives it back over to Schooley. And a pump fakes, goes down the paint. She traveled, she puts it up, missed the layup. And the rebound, it's all gonna be
another one on Anna.
Number two on her. Had a couple good looks that time, just couldn't pay it, get it to pay dividends. And bring in Lydia Smits. I'm thinking probably maybe for Anna, just give her a little blow. She's going to get that real quick third one.
Great.
Regan Proud also will come in for the Knights as she replaces Charlie Mullen. Hard not to say Charlie Martin.
Yeah, good old Charlie.
Our good friend.
Longtime gymnastics coach at Lincoln. Good guy. Great family.
Got that big meet going on at Rapids, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
It's this weekend too for state. So they break the pressure as they slam the brakes as they come across the line. Goes right through the hands of Proud. Turnover number six. Sarah Shaw on the right-hand side to Vollert. Lob it across. Back to Shaw. Left hand good.
Got it.
That was just good teamwork. Quick passes back and forth. Split the defender. Got it in from the left side. And a little trouble for Rieger to get that ball inside that time. But jumping high is Jay Glinski to force the turnover. She's going to spot up a three. It's going to be short. And the rebound is run down by Proud. Claire Nelson went down a little awkwardly, but I think she's okay. Into the forecourt comes Bauer. She's quick with the dribble, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Just a good basketball player.
Very good ball handler.
Can tell that in the early goings here. She has it on top of the wheel with the ball above her head. 8 minutes exactly to go here. Half blocked off by the guideline there. Turnaround jumper. Good that time for Delaney Riediger. She now has 5 of the 12 points for the Knights of Lourdes Academy. Royals by 4. Claire Nelson between the circles. Left side, Sarah Shaw. Bounce it back around to Vollert. Off the glass, no. Rebound battled for and won by Bauer of the Knights. And they can cut it to 2, maybe 1 here on this possession.
Let's
Bauer goes
past.
Left side, settled for 3, no. And the rebound is secured by the Royals. Lydia Smits quickly up ahead in front of the Lourdes faithful. Go the Royals on the far side of the court. Jay Glinski back on top. Nelson. Trying to post up down low. Get it to Shaw. She'll finish it with the right hand. Doesn't go the first time, but the second time she draws the foul. So Sarah is going to go to the free throw line to shoot two for the first time tonight. And that's going to go against Regan Proud. It'll be her second personal. So five on the Knights, three on the Royals. And she's got two up and coming here. First free throw, she'll pound it three times, four times. And hard off the bracket again. We'll see Allie Huizinga, 5'7 junior, for the first time tonight. Claire Nelson goes back to the bench, replaced by Anna Schooley. So Anna got to be careful with those two fouls. See what Sarah can do on the second free throw. On the way and hard again. Rebound, run down in the corner off of, let's see who. It's kind of a battle for it. They're going to say last touch.
My lord.
By Sluzarski. That was a tough one. That might have been, could almost call it a jump ball.
I think that was more of a jump ball personally, but we play on.
So Claire Nelson back in for Lydia Smits. 6:56 to go. Royals by four. They got the ball in the far reaches of the gymnasium here. Inbounds comes to Schooley. She'll turn. She'll go right between three defenders. And she'll draw the foul, and Anna's going to go to the free throw line. Be rewarded for the hard drive. And that's going to go against Luzarski, the first on the 5'8 senior.
The Royals, imagine what the score would look like if they were making these free throws.
Yeah, they've already missed six. Excuse me, four, five. Six. As Anna misses the first. 1 for 6 from the free throw line. Jitters? It's not, you know, the gym isn't much different than anything in the Merriwood. The right. Backboards are within about 10 feet of the wall, so.
Yeah, I've got a theory on that. I'll interject in a moment.
Anna's next free throw, that one's good.
Traditionally, the Royals have struggled from the line. That's just the way it's been with Joe Burkhauser who's there and everything.
Here's a steal by Claire Nelson, up and in.
Fires!
She's got five off of turnover number 8. As that pass just went right through the legs of the intended receiver, and the Royals said thank you very much.
That's the pressure.
There's the look underneath. Knocked away. What hustle by Addie Vollard. It looked like a sure layup for Shettle, and coming out of nowhere was Vollard to knock it away. My goodness, yeah. What hustle and effort.
That whistle, I was like, oh, no, not a foul. No, it wasn't a foul. That was a clean tip out.
So Bauer will inbound it to the left of the hoop. Get it on behind the arc, yeah. And go back to the top of the wheel. Redinger to the corner to Bauer. Knocked away by Nelson. They say she touched it last.
I'd agree.
I think we'd have had a riot on our hands.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we're at the front line of that. Good luck, Randy. I'll take as many as I can.
So in the
run
corner is Bauer. She's looking under the basket. They lob it all the way across court, and it's going to go and be saved. Oh, Addie Vollard let it go, and then Addie took it right out of the hands and put it up with the left hand and in. Boy, I thought Addie could have got that steal, and she let it go, thought it would go out of bounds. And then when it was picked up by Lord, she just pickpocketed and went the other way, and now the Royals are ahead 21-12.
Now some of that speed starting to come into effect.
Luzarski, and that time wise move by Anna Schooley. She didn't pick up the foul. She let her go to the basket. Sometimes you're just better off giving up two instead of picking up a foul, and that was the case right there.
Yes.
21-14, Royals by a touchdown. Three ticks under, 6 minutes to go, half number one. Schooley ball above her head, goes on the left-hand side. That's Sarah Shaw with it. Looking for a screen, instead gets double-teamed, gets away from that double-team, and now they reverse the court. Schooley thought about the three, put it on the pavement instead, picks it out. Three ball on the way for Jaglay! Her second bomb! And the Royals' lead is back by 10, 24-14, as we approach the 5.5-minute mark of this first half. There's the double-team, Schooley gets the steal. We're going the other way. Bounce it ahead to Sarah Shaw with the right hand, and she's got it! And coach has got to take another teal, and she's going to. And she's going to take a 30-second timeout. Let's join them. We're back with more from Oshkosh right after this.
Paper City Savings realizes the way we do banking is different for everyone, and that's why we provide the best of both worlds. We offer face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology. Providing our customers with convenient banking to fit their lifestyle is important to us. You want the best of both worlds in banking? Look no further than Paper City Savings. Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Five minutes and 20 seconds to go here in half number one, as the Assumption Royals have grabbed a lead of a dozen, 26-14, as the Oshkosh will have the basketball, having to go length of the court. And they get the inbounds. Ari Cavanaugh checked back into the ball game during that timeout, as did Lydia Smits. Slezarski spins it at the half court line. Hand it off to Riediger. Back over to Bauer. Royals really extending that defense, making them work out there. Shelty with it. Shuttle with it, excuse me. Bauer, top of the wheel, back over to Shuttle.
Ooh.
Had a look at the three. She decided not to take it that time.
Hearing footsteps, I think.
Mm-hmm. Bauer between the rings. Riediger back over to Bauer. Inside, Slezarski, short. Rebound hit that little blue mat underneath for protection, and it took a funny hop, and they got the advantage, did Lords, and now we're going to have a foul that's going to go against the Royals on the shot.
I think that's Cavanaugh. Maybe.
Tim, yep. So for Ari, the 5'8 sophomore, her first personal. A couple of free throws up and coming for Charlie Mullen. First one on the way, and that was pure. Lords now 2 for 5 from the free throw line. So hasn't been really a great night from the line for either team so far.
A little bit of nerves,
I would imagine. Second free throw for Mullen in the air, and this one's hard off the backboard, and dying high is Sarah Shaw for the Royals. 4.5 minutes to go. Cavanaugh in the corner has it taken away by Bauer. They're going to send it the other end, running it down, reading her up, and good. 26-17. Sarah Shaw takes it across the free throw line. Her and Addie Vollert splitting the top against the 1-3-1 this time. That's being employed by the Knights. Vollert back over the top to Shaw. Inside to Smith. Lydia almost had it taken away, but she regathers it in the corner. That's Cavanaugh. Ari goes right back around to Sarah Shaw. Vollert on the right elbow. Three ball on the way for Sarah Shaw, short. And the rebound run down in the corner by Shuttle for Lourdes. Royals by 9, 3:40 to go in this first half. Bauer has it, Vollert on her. She dribbles it over and hands her off to Cavanaugh, gets a screen. Not quite far enough to get open for the three, so she has to rotate the perimeter. Inside to Mullen, back out, Bauer for three, good. She gets that good a look. You got a feeling she might fill it up, and she did, and the 12-point lead has been cut in half with back-to-back three-point plays. One the old-fashioned way, and one from the corner. Cavanaugh double-teamed in the corner. Bauer takes it away. Cavanaugh regathers. Bauer takes it away. And we're going to have a whistle. And I think that they said that she was on the line.
Yeah.
So it'll still be Assumption basketball. No argument from the Lourdes team that was right by it.
Yeah, I think that's what the call was.
They got the steal, just that the foot was on the line.
Yeah, I mean, we can't see, so we're going to have to go with that.
Benches down there where it all occurred. One tick under 3 minutes to go. Assumption with the ball and the lead. Got the ball on the baseline. Schooley back over to Shaw. 7-footer off the glass. A little bit wide right. Rebound battle for. And a Schooley. Lucky she didn't get a call there. Boy, Addie just got banged by Slezarski, and we play on. Into the corner. That's Shaw with it. And take it back on top now to Bauer. Sarah, left wing. Addie, top of the key. Now Addie dribbles it to the right, but still goes back to Sarah on the left. Anna Schooley, little 2-3 zone this time. So nice job by Lourdes, mixing up the defenses a little bit here. They've gone 1-3-1, 2-3, and man. But Royals, you know, not in really any hurry. Three ball on the way, partially tipped when Jay Glinski let it fly. And Lords with the ball and a chance to cut into this Royals lead of six. Little runner, that's just a little wide left for Riedinger, and the rebound is Schooley. Sarah Shaw's going to push it up the court. She'll bounce it on the left side to Jay Glinski. Out, three ball on the way. That's long, and it's going to hit the top of the backboard. And the rebound secured by Slezarski. As long as it doesn't hit a wire or a post, it can roll along the bottom top. That's no problem. And the Knights now with a buck 30 to go, with possession trailing by six. Bauer can change that in a hurry. She's got to make sure you stay on her. She's dribbling it from right to left to right and now goes around to Riediger. She'll bounce it just once before going back to Bauer for three. Yep.
Boom.
We just can see from our angle that that's going, and she just, Royals just were leading this by 12 moments ago, and now a shot by Schooley that's partially blocked, and here comes Bauer the other way. She goes against Schooley, and I'm making sure she doesn't get that third foul, and now bad pass for Slezarski, and picked up there by the Royals.
And play for one shot, I'd say.
50 ticks to go. Let's see what the Royals decide to do. Up by three. Get it over to Nelson underneath the Shaw. Put it up over Lazic. Gets her own rebound. Gets it partially blocked out of bounds. And it'll stay on the Royals' end. Proud will come back in. Probably make sure that Riediger doesn't get any more fouls. And they're going to do the same with Anna Schooley with bringing in Lydia Smits. So the two girls with two fouls, they want to make sure they don't get that third in the final 40 seconds. So Jay Glinski will trigger the inbound for Assumption. Goes into the corner. Follett let a three ball fly. That's too long. And the rebound to Proud for the Knights. Will they settle for a final shot, or do they just play on here? Now, Bauer's got it. I was going to say, she'll probably let it fly, but Jake Lindsay got on her too quickly. 25 seconds to go. Royals by three. On the left elbow, Proud. Kick it back out left side for the tie.
Boom!
Charlie Mullen with her first basket of the ball game. A 12-0 run to end the half here unless the Royals can score in the final 10 seconds. Jay Glinski inside Smits. Double team there. Get it around on the elbow. Sarah Shaw, dribble, penetrate. Dish it underneath. Gun sounds. They don't get a shot off. And we have come to the end of half number one with a 12-0 run by the Knights. And not one single thing has been decided, as the scoreboard reads. The Assumption Royals 26, the Knights of Lourdes Academy 26. We'll send it back to our studios. Don Nelson will take care of about Don Nelson. Don Chesbrough will take about 8 minutes for us. He reminds me of Don Nelson. He's just a great all-around guy. As we step out, you're listening to Royal Basketball sectional semifinal action. FM 105.5 W IRI.
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low-down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM. in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still I think about the years since I first met you, and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me can still upset you, but I've just gotta make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things couldn't do.
So why do teenagers play high school sports? Some participate for a sense of purpose, some play to inspire others, and some for the friendships they develop. Very few mention they participate to get an athletic scholarship, because they know that less than 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. Whatever the reason for playing, student athletes enjoy all the benefits of participation, including making better decisions. A message from Civic Media and the WIAA. Keeping the education in sports.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Fort Edwards. Taste the difference today.
Back here at Oshkosh West High School, the host of this Division 5, Sectional 4, Sectional semifinal between the Assumption Royals and the Knights of Lord's Academy. Winner of this contest will play right now. It's scheduled for 7 o'clock at Hartford Union against either the number one seed Albany Monticello squad, who's ranked number 4 in state. They're 23-3. They were 6-2 in 6th Rivers East Conference. Or the number 3 seed Sheboygan Christian, 18-8, 6-6 in the Big East South, where they took 4th place. They're behind number 1 ranked Pecatonica Argyle in 2nd place for Albany Monticello. So that's what's upcoming on Saturday. To get there, one of these teams has to beat the other, and so far they aren't. We're knotted at 26 after half number 1. Let's take a look at some of the individual and team statistics. First of all, for Alley Stars Lord's Academy Knights, Nobody in double digits, but Haley Bauer did knock down three threes and uncharacteristically missed a couple of free throws, so she has 9 points. 7 for Delaney Riediger. She has 3 baskets and a free throw. 6 for Ellis Luzarski. All kind of layups as she was able to use her height and work her way inside. And Charlie Mullen with 4 points with a 3-bomb and a free throw. 2 for 6 from the charity stripe for the Knights, and they turned it over 12 times. For your Assumption Royals, nobody in double digits either, however. Again, Sarah Shaw just 1 point behind with 9 points. And she has a 3 and a couple of, we should say 3 2-point baskets. 6 points for Jordan J. Galinsky. Those are both from beyond the arc. 5 for Claire Nelson. She also has a 3-ball and a 2-pointer. And then 3 points apiece for Addie Voller and Anna Schooley. And those came via the basket and free throw route. Only 2 for 8 for the Royals from the charity stripe for 25%, turning it over 3 times. So I think one of the things that both coaches would like to see here in half number 2, Michael, is a little bit more free throws knocked down, but there's only so much you can do about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been a thing that's happened over the years. They, you know, struggling to hit those free throws when they need them. But, hey, it's 26-26 game. It's starting over 0-0. Royals got to be playing their best ball and best defense. Lord's made a great run to come back. There are a couple quick threes there to end out the half. But, you know, you hit your free throws, you're still got a pretty healthy lead.
Yeah, they went on a 12-0 run at the end of the first half when the Royals were up 26-14. And a little 12-0 run knotted things up here at 26 apiece. So nobody with more than 2 fouls for each team. Anna Schooley has 2. Sarah Shaw with 1. Ari Cavanaugh has 1. And for Lord's Academy, 2 fouls apiece for Delaney Riediger and Regan Proud. Otherwise, it's 1 for Haley Bauer and 1 for Ellis Luzarski. So a little bit physical out there, but again, we'd rather see the physicality than the fouls and have girls sitting on the bench.
Yeah, let them play the game. Let them play, let them play, let them play. Don't need this game dictated by black and white stripes. You know, that just let the girls decide this on the court. I've been scouring the internet machine here. Have not found any update whatsoever on the other side of the bracket, which is Albany Monticello and Sheboygan Christian. No updates.
See what we can find as the half goes along. It'll be the Royals now heading away from FM 105.5 on your radio dial. A great big thank you to Don Chesborough back at the studios for getting us through that halftime. Assumption not only heading away from 105.5, but we'll have the first shot at possession here in half number 2. So they do a quick little mop job on the sides, make sure everything is good and set for this exciting finish to this sectional semifinal here from Oshkosh West. So the inbounds comes to Jay Glinsky. She's on the left side. They run in the corner for Shaw. Got a screen there. Get it back over to Schooley. Anna kicks back out. Jay Glinsky for 3.
Ooh.
Oh, but the follow, no, for Claire Nelson. And the rebound, jump ball, they're going to say. Possession arrow in favor of Lords. That's a pretty quick whistle, but no foul, so we're happy. So Royals setting up their full court defense. Everybody's kind of confused right now as far as which way they're going on this first possession. Zarski on the inbound. She gets it on the left side to Shettle, and then she gets it right back. She breaks the barrier of 10 seconds, double teamed over there, and then spins around to Mullen. Back over to Bauer. Bauer's between the rings with the dribble and picked up there by Jiglinski. Right side Riediger. They played 30 seconds thus far. Royals unable to hit the 3-bomb on their first offensive set. Ball in the hands of Riediger. Almost dragged the pivot foot. She slammed on the break. Schooley on her. Close to a 5-second call. Ball now to Slezarski. On top, Settle. Mullen. Slezarski. Lob it underneath and finish it. Riediger has 9 points. That might be Lord's first lead of the ball game.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So the Royals going to battle from behind here in half number 2. Jay Glinsky to Nelson on the baseline. Right back out to Jordan. She lobs it over the top to Sarah Shaw. In the corner, Voller. Addie goes back around to Sarah. Bounces it inside. And it gets past Claire Nelson and turnover number four on the Royals.
And not much you can do about that. There, she just got screened out a little bit too much on that passing lane, and there you have it, turnover. Knights with the ball.
It was like a hockey goalie, right? Just couldn't see through the traffic. So the inbounds. Sarah Shaw hounding. And a tip by Schooley, a save back to Shaw, and a finish. Boy, I thought that was going to go out of bounds for certain. And somehow Schooley got over there. So Bauer in the backcourt, looking for a pass down court. Has to go instead to Slezarski.
That was close.
Royals wanted it, didn't get it. Here's the lob to Sloot underneath the reader. With the left hand off the glass, she has all 4 points here in the second half. And the Royals down by two. Vollert, ball above her head, skip it across to Shaw. Inside wide open, Nelson underneath for two. Good find that time. And it's 30-30. So we've now played over 20 minutes and haven't decided a thing. Backcourt, Riediger, over to Slezarski, across the timeline. Mullen up ahead, left-hand layup, good for Shettle. For Aubrey, that's her first basket of the ball game. 32-30 Lords. Voller catches it in the lane, dishes it, gets knocked out of her hands. It'll stay on the Royals' end of things. And on the right side of the basket, it'll be Jay Glinski to trigger. Jordan goes in the corner to Sarah Shaw. Out to Anna Schooley on the right wing. Ball above her head. Over to Jordan Jaglinski. Ballard pops out. She's between the circles. Has the ball on her right shoulder. Over to Shaw. Dribbles it once. Little pick and roll that time for Schooley. And Anna will finish. That was a well-designed play. 32-32 under 12 minutes remaining in regulation. Mullen almost walked, but Sarah Shaw just picked it clean, and Schooley will take it all the way in and there finish it. Anna now with 7 points off of turnover number 14. Mullen with it in the backcourt. The shuttle back over to Riediger. She'll dribble it to the right side. Runs into Jay Glinski. Stops and pops from eight. No. Nice box out by Jordan. And here come the Royals. Vollert behind the arc. Lob it to Schooley. Leave it to Shaw in the corner. Sarah tries to dribble, penetrate. She's cut off, so she goes back to Addy. Jay Glinski for three. That's wide right. Rebound. Can they run it down? I don't think so. But they're going to say last touch by Shettle, so it'll be Assumption basketball.
I got screened out. I couldn't see for sure.
Yeah, I was wondering. Sarah cannot get to that, and she just let it go, and that's why.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Yeah, like you said, she pulled up. Not because she's hurt. There's no reason to go after it.
Proud comes in for Shettle. There's the backdoor lob, but cutting it off, reading it nicely, was Mullen, turnover number five on Assumption. 34-32 Royals as we are a few seconds more than 14 minutes to go. Lob it underneath. Slezarski goes. It did a 360 on the rim, but it went through, and we're tied at 34s. And we're going to have a charge? No, we're going to get a block. Fortunate that time, Slezarski picks, Proud picks up her third personal. I think that's going to be Proud.
Should be.
It is. And it's going to be two free throws for Anna Schooley. Anna's one for two from the free throw line. She has one of the two free throws made for Assumption tonight. First free throw is in the air and good. Anna with five and a half, eight on the ball game. Royals by one, 13:52 to go. As they readjust their defenses. Both coaches out there being very active, talking to their teams. And they finally throw the ball to Anna to take her second free throw. On the way and good again. So Anna, three for four from the free throw line. And the Royals lead is two. Bauer triggers the inbound. They go with a 2-1-2 press break here again. Long pass up ahead. They get the ball to Proud. She puts up the shot. No, good defense by Schooley, but ball stripped out of the hands of Claire Nelson. And turnover number six on the Royals. Three ball. Bauer gets knocked to the floor, but they'll say it was tipped by Assumption. And so it'll be Lords basketball.
You know, letting them play. It's getting physical down there, but this is the way this level of basketball is supposed to be played. Got to be a physical game.
Lydia Smith's in for Claire Nelson. 13:32 to go. 36-34 Royals. Lords on the inbound. Get it to Rieger. She dribbles it all the way to the top of the wheel, then back all the way to the left wing. Now picks up that dribble. Slezarski comes over for the handoff. Shaw almost ripped it out of her hands, but fortunately for Lord, Bauer was there to pick it up. And now Shaw took it right away from Bauer. Turnover number 15. Sarah's going to stop, bounce it up ahead. What a nice pass.
Beautiful.
I don't know how Jay Glinski was able to make that catch and finish, but she did. And Assumption again ahead by four. Here's the pass ahead, taken away by Schooley. Here comes Vollert. She'll spin in the paint, kick it back out. Schooley going to spot up a three ball wide left. And the rebound is grabbed by the Lourdes Academy Knights.
This is a good look. Good idea. This didn't work out.
38-34 Royals. 12:42 to go. Ball right side. Jumper on the way from Mullen. Doesn't go. Schooley has it knocked out of her hands. It'll be Royals basketball.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Claire Nelson
batting for it. Yep. Just happens to go out of the way.
Claire Nelson will come in and replace Jordan Jaglinski. 1-2-3-4 on the clock. 38-34 on the score. Royals with the lead. Vollert kind of half jogs it across the 10-second barrier. Goes up ahead to Lydia Smith. Lydia's going to catch, spin, turn, glass, finish. My goodness, she was just determined not to be stopped.
Big 2 points.
There's a lob all the way across to Rieger. Double team down there. Schooley got a hand on it. Turnover on Lourdes, taken away. Here come the Royals. Up ahead, try to get it to Shaw. Go out of bounds. It'll be Royal basketball as it was tipped away by Bauer.
You can chip one away, I can tip one away. Whatever you can do, I can do better. You're just as good. I don't know which one it is yet. I'll tell you at the end of the game.
Sarah Shaw gets a little breather here. As Claire Nelson comes back in. Man, it'll be Royals basketball. One tick more than 12 minutes to go, leading it by six. Royals with the basketball. Addie looking, gets it into Lydia. She gets it handed right back to her as she comes inbounds. Kind of a high dribble, goes right side, Schooley with it, backs off with the pressure. Now man being played this time by Lourdes. Again, we talked about in the first half, Michael, they're mixing up their defenses.
It's one way to confuse a team, that's for sure.
Jay Glinski hands it off to Vollert. Addie on the left wing, around to Lydia. Smits will go to Claire Nelson, Jay Glinski in the corner. Back on top to Vollert. Addie ball on top of her head, looking for a cutter, can't find one. It's Lazarski on her. Goes to Jay Glinski, hands it right back off to Addie. Lourdes likes the defense, Royals like the patience, so both cheering sections are pleased with what's going on here.
Yeah.
Schooley, single teamed by Proud. She can't quite make her way to the basket, so they'll go back out beyond the arc. Right side, Vollert turns the corner, back around to Lydia. Smits will get it over to Nelson. Jay Glinski almost lost it in the backcourt, ran it down just before it got there. Now here goes Schooley to the basket, put off the glass, no, and the rebound into the hands of Lourdes. As Bauer going to race it up the court, up the far side of the gym. Three ball on the way for Chettle, no, but the ball tipped out. Four-footer, good for Mullen. She now has 6 points. Up ahead, Royals want a timeout, and they're going to get it here. See if they want a 60 or a 30. Let's wait and see. Still haven't decided. Still waiting. Full time up. Okay, we'll take a full with them. Back with more from Oshkosh West after this.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear and not as cold tonight, low in the upper 20s. Sunny and even warmer tomorrow, a little breezy, high-low 50s. Close to 60 and a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, near 70 Sunday. The wind picks up Sunday afternoon. That'll lead to a chance of rain Sunday night. Currently 35 degrees.
WIRI Nakusa.
No, the weather's a lot like this game. It was 70 degrees, and with the wind chill, it was 10 below, and then now it's going to 70 degrees again. We're going back and forth as well as
up
the Royals.
Up and down and up and down.
Lead it 40 to 36 with 10-17 to go in the ball game. Royals with the ball. Schooley catches it on the right side. Little give and go to Vollert. Has it blocked by Mullen. And the Knights going the other way with it. Into the left side. Boy, Chuttle thought about taking the three, but thought better of it. Gives it instead to Bauer. Jay Glinski on her. Bauer picks up. Bauer picks up her dribble between the circles. They go to the left elbow. That's Riediger with it. She's going to drive, put it up short. And the rebound volleyballed around and dug out of there by Sarah Shaw. Sarah's going to break away from the pack. She's going to take it all the way to the basket, put it up and overlay it. And Bauer does not get called for the foul, and the rebound is to the Knights. Shedley with it. She gets double teamed, almost walked. Gets it instead to Mullen, and they reload the offense. 9.5 minutes to go. Assumption still by four. Ball on the right side. Riediger with it. Ball on her hip. Now swings it to Mullen. All the way around the other side. Shetland with it. Top of the wheel. And reverse it around. Lob it underneath. Riediger. Schooley almost got part of the arm that time, but ball regathered by Bauer. And again, Lord sets it up. Tried to double that time on Mullen. Three ball on the way. That's short. Long rebound, and it's loose. Hustling after it in the backcourt is Riediger. And she gets it for the Knights. Almost Schooley was able to intercept that pass. Just couldn't quite make it to get it ahead to Slezarski. Put up the layup. No. Rebound still being volleyballed around, and finally dug out of there by Jay Glinski for pinball. The Royals.
Whew. Big pinball machine
oh,
right
no.
here.
Pass up ahead, taken away by Bauer. She's going against Sarah Shaw. Sarah cuts her off. And they'll throw it back out on top. Can Addie run it down? She does with the left hand, and the layup is good. Addie Vollert forces the TO. And Coach Starr wants a timeout. Royals by 6. She wants a full. So do we, Don. Back with more from Oshkosh West right after this.
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at wiaawi.org to get started. A message from Civic Media and the WIAA. Keeping the education in sports.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Well, Michael, per usual, Don's got an update for us.
Don's a man, you know. He's never lost a stride. 10 minutes left to go in the game. Albany Monticello is leading Sheboygan Christian 48-29. So I would assume that the that good old AM will be awaiting the winner of this one.
8 minutes and 20 seconds to go here in regulation. Royals lead it by 6, 42-36. Nice catch by Slezarski. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
She was about 5 feet on the other side of the 10-point line. Gives it over to Bauer.
Haley picks up her dribble. Left side, Slezarski's going to let a three ball fly. That's going to just had the right altitude and the right distance, and she's got 11 points with that three and cuts the lead in half. 42 to 39, Royals by three. Under 8 minutes to go now. Jaglinski on top. Backdoor lob to Sarah Shaw, and she lost it, but fortunately it went off the body of Bauer.
Yeah, right off her tummy.